بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد. الحمد لله. We're continuing now with the seventh chapter in Kitab al-Riqaq of Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih. And I thought I would finish it today, but looking at the narrations, I think we'll spread it across 3 days, inshallah. The next hadith he puts in this chapter, he says, حَدَّثَنَا قُطَيْبَ بْنُ سَعِيدٍ حَدَّثَنَا اللَّيْثَ عَنْ يَزِيدِ بْنِ أَبِي حَبِيبٍ عَنْ أَبِي الْخَيْرِ عَنْ عُقْبَى بْنِ عَامِرٍ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَرَجَ يَوْمًا فَصَلَّى عَلَى أَهْلِ أُحُدٍ صَلَاتَهُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ ثُمَّ انْصَرَفَ إِلَى الْمِنْبَرِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي فَرَطُكُمْ وَأَنَا شَهِيدٌ عَلَيْكُمْ وإني والله لا أنظر إلى حوضي الآن وإني قد أعطيت مفاتيح خزائن الأرض أو مفاتيح الأرض وإني والله ما أخاف عليكم أن تشركوا بعدي ولكني أخاف عليكم أن تنافسوا فيها. So this hadith comes from Uqba ibn Amir رضي الله عنه, and he says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم went out and offered the funeral prayer for the martyrs of Uhud. And then he ascended the pulpit and said, I am your predecessor and I am your witness against you. By Allah, I am now looking at my fount. What is the fount? The Kawthar. I am looking at my Kawthar and I have been given the keys of the treasures of the earth. Or it says the keys of the earth. By Allah, I am not afraid that after me you will worship others besides Allah, but I am afraid that you will start competing for the pleasures of this world. So, as you can tell, there's a few things to unpack here. First and foremost is the issue of janazah. Now, within the four Sunni madhahib in our fiqh, there's a difference of opinion about the janazah offered over the shaheed, right? The fuqaha differ about this. Some among the fuqaha, like Imam Abu Hanifa, hold that the shaheed receives a janazah like everyone else. Other fuqaha say that there's a choice in the matter. They say it's up to you. And this is a position from Imam Ahmad. Others say that there is no janazah at all for the shaheed. That is the position of Imam Malik and Imam Shafi'i. And of these four schools, they each have their evidence. Some look at this narration, others look at other narrations. The question is always, how do they reconcile this with that? And some take different positions. So this hadith, if you look at it from a fiqhi perspective, those who say no janazah for a shaheed, they say, if you look at the hadith, this was done 8 years after Uhud. The narration mentions elsewhere that this was 8 years after Al-Uhud that he went and offered janazah over the shuhada of Uhud. So they say, why would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam go to the shuhada of Uhud 8 years later and do janazah? Why not do it right after they're martyred? And they say the reason why he did this was because it was shortly before he left this world. And it was as if he was bidding farewell to the shuhada of Uhud, bidding them farewell in this life, transferring, going intiqal to the akhirah. So he does this, and in that state, when he goes there, he says, I am your predecessor, and I am a witness against you. By Allah, I am now looking at my kawthar, and I have been given the keys of the treasures of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unveiled for him the ghaib, the unseen, showing him the kawthar that Allah has granted him. Inna a'atainaka al-kawthar. He sees it, he beholds it, and he tells them in that moment what he's beholding. And then he says, and I have been given the keys of the treasures of the earth. And then he says, by Allah, I'm not afraid that after me you will worship others besides Allah, but I'm afraid that you will start competing for the pleasures of this world. So this hadith, like the one before it, shows us that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had fear that we would basically become inundated and overcome by the glitter of the world and distracted by the glitter of the world, and we would compete in gathering the world. Notice here that he does not say that I'm afraid that you will become mushrikun after me. This is one of several hadith where the Prophet ﷺ says, I'm not afraid that you will become mushrikun, because this is not the fear of the Prophet ﷺ. The ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ are alhamdulillah muwahidun wa laysu bi mushrikeen. But the fear is falling into competition in dunya to the point of being distracted from our purpose in life. The next hadith is somewhat long, so we'll read that the next hadith and a couple others tomorrow, inshallah, and wrap up this chapter, bithnillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.